Sprinter and two-time Olympic gold medalist Alvin Harrison has been banned for 4 years after he admitted taking a variety of performance-enhancing drugs. The United States Anti-Doping Agency made that announcement today. The 30-year-old athlete accepted his suspension for violations uncovered in the Balco case. NPR's Tom Goldman is with us now from Portland, Oregon. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Neil.
What are exactly the charges against Harrison?
Well, he was charged by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency with multiple violations of the International Track and Field Federation's anti-doping rules, and charges based in part on evidence that didn't include a positive drug test. This has been the controversial part of USADA's pursuit of drug cheats. The evidence constitutes a so-called non-analytical positive, meaning there's no actual failed drug test, but the evidence strongly suggests illegal drug use.
Mm-hmm. Now, he's not the only athlete who's been caught up in this Balco investigation. Another sprinter has confessed to similar charges.
Yeah, he was the second to actually admit, to acknowledge that he used several different illegal substances. World champion sprinter Kelly White was the first, and there are, you know, almost a dozen other track and field athletes who have had charges against them. Some are waiting for hearings, so this Balco investigation continues.
And briefly, Barry Bonds is the baseball player, of course, and probable National League Most Valuable Player this year. More news about him and Balco.
Yeah, allegations continue to swirl around Barry Bonds. The San Francisco Chronicle on Saturday reported that there's a secretly recorded audio tape of Bonds' personal trainer saying Bonds used undetectable performance-enhancing drug in 2003, and also that Anderson was going to be tipped off by drug testers when Barry Bonds was going to be tested. And, of course, Bonds' lawyer says this is a what he calls another below-the-belt bash of Barry Bonds. Bonds says he's never taken anything illegal.
Gary Sheffield, who plays for the New York Yankees, admitted that he put something on his knee, didn't realize quite what it was. Fans in Boston this week in the American League Championship Series chanting, "Who's your dealer?" as Gary Sheffield was coming to the plate. Tom Goldman, thanks for keeping us up to date on the Balco investigation.
Red Sox fans have to have something to chant, don't they?
Well, they're doing all right. They're getting back to New York anyway. Tom Goldman, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Tom Goldman, NPR sports correspondent. He joined us from Portland, Oregon. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.